following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This week, my Target shopping list is full of...
Awesome! Beats headphones!
And I'm also saving on...
The 60-inch Sharp TV! Oh, honey!
And...
Oh my gosh, a Wii U!
Because this year, I'm saving big at Target.
Yes!
And that's huge.
Dream big, save bigger at Target. Get Beats Solo headphones for only $199.99. Use your Target debit or credit red card to save an additional 5% on all electronics and get free shipping at Target.com. See program rules in store for 5% red card discount restrictions.
Get in the zone!
When you put money into your car, get some back. Sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program today and we'll pay you to shop with us. Spend $20 or more just five times and you'll earn $20 back. Plus, get members-only incentives, as well as exclusive promotions. See store for program restrictions and details. If you're not a member, get to AutoZone and get your free card today. Start saving money and getting more with AutoZone Rewards. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this final Tuesday of the month of November. Nothing screams baseball like November 27th. And hey, you know what? Today on the show, Rick Squire is going to join us before they take off for volleyball, headed up to St. Paul, Minnesota. Also a beautiful, lovely place this time of year. Maybe they can get some Christmas shopping done. Also, we're going to talk with Robin Walshett of Husker Online. Nebraska basketball plays in the Big Ten ACC Challenge tonight. We'll talk about that and what Tim Miles has done so far, but also a lot on the Big Ten Championship game. And, of course, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up later on in the program. Got a lot going on. Doug and Daddy live in Indianapolis Friday and Saturday, so be with us for that. Saturday, just like 2 years ago when we were playing in the Big Ten Championship game, we're going to be here from 12 to 2. And then from 2 to 7 is the Husker Sports Network 5-hour pregame on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. So we'll take it up to 2, then we'll turn you over to them on the Breeze and let them take you home all the way through the football game and Big Red Reaction after the contest. But, Damon, just want to congratulate you here. All these polls come out on Monday, and it's really fun when it's transition time from fall into winter or winter into spring, because then there's like 9 of them, and it pretty much makes a sportscast easy. But I just wanted to say congratulations on your fifth-ranked Lady Irish of Notre Dame basketball team.
Yes.
Congratulations.
We're very proud of the Irish basketball. Muffet McGraw has done a phenomenal job with that program.
I love that. Just that actually, awesome.
Yeah. So, no, we are very happy. So, very happy to see the Huskers. My son was very excited that they beat Iowa. Because we were actually in an airport, and on the East Coast, no one cares about Big Ten football. So I'm in the Washington, D.C. airport on Friday, and he's yelling, "Go Big Red," down because he can hear his own echo. And everyone's looking at him like, "What are you talking about? Like, big, like Cincinnati Reds? You know?
Redskins won?
Yeah, they're not till tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, little fella, yeah."
So it was, I got to spend the last week on the East Coast. So out in Florida.
Tough
life.
By the way, that's not the East Coast.
It is.
Florida is Florida.
Yeah, it's its own little, but it's very interesting just how.
And a communist like you probably doesn't know the geography of the United States.
But It's very interesting to see how different sports play out, how different things play out in different parts. Listening to other sports talk radio stations in the South, and you know how they are talking about, you know, obviously the Southeastern Conference and all just the interesting things that's going on. It was great to see, you know, Nebraska win, because out on the East, it's all you heard about is how the Big Ten championship's a sham and the ACC's a sham because the top teams aren't playing in it, you know, and there's got to be a better way to figure this whole thing out if someone's on probation or can't get, you know, because when we were there, Miami had dropped out of the ACC championship game.
Yeah.
So that was the big discussion I found there. And I disagree with that totally.
Bigger than Florida, Florida State?
Yeah, you know, really, I mean, the Florida State one had kind of, you know, is backdrop because of obviously the Alabama-Georgia game, and everybody, you know, was hoping for the Irish to lose, and obviously that didn't happen. But the Florida State game is kind of a big deal, but I don't think that the ACC carries any respect at all with the SEC football crowd. Because they can't beat them. I mean, it's kind of one of those anti-climatic, like I'm sure the Nebraska-Iowa game was very exciting for Iowa fans, but Nebraska's just a better football program. You know, so rivalries are usually a two-way street, if that kind of, you know, that's kind of how the other team's got to compete out sometimes.
Nebraska-Iowa is not a rivalry.
No, you know.
I don't ever want it to be either, because no. Iowa would have to win a couple.
Yeah. You know, so it was very interesting to get a national perspective on the Big Ten, you know, and obviously with Ohio State going undefeated now as well.
Is there pro chat down there? I mean, because Jacksonville, I mean, no, Tampa Bay is kind of good.
No, there was no, I didn't, I mean, I was in the panhandle of Florida, but I did not hear, there was not much. I mean, I listened to sports talk radio because I was on the beach. So I got to listen to it a few afternoons.
What
but
a tool.
The big talk down there is Alabama, and does Georgia deserve it? And, you know, Florida deserves it over Georgia. But, I mean, that's all the debate that's going on. That's what makes college football great. That is truly what keeps us as engaged. I mean, we all listen to it. We all watch ESPN. I'm stunned at how much I think ESPN moves the needle on things. I'm stunned at their how much sway and how much positive, how much their opinions that all their talking heads give. I'm stunned at how much they move the needle on things. I mean, the Mizell thing to me is a complete example of just overhype, and you know, every sports center talking about how Mizell's all of a sudden a Heisman guy. Hey, look at who he's done it against, and look what he's done against. I mean, just because you beat Alabama doesn't make you the. And I have to get on my soapbox. You do have to agree with Brian Kelly on the whole Manti Te'o Heisman thing. Yeah. If Manti Te'o does not get it as the best college football player this year, then it should just go. I mean, what is it? 14 of the last 21 have gone to a quarterback.
The problem is his numbers aren't even. Well, I don't know if they're not comparable, but they're not close. Like Monty said yesterday on the show, Levante David's numbers were better, and no one ever.
But not
ever.
Right, but not for an undefeated team. But I guess that probably shouldn't even matter with either. I mean, he does lead the nation as a linebacker in interceptions with seven.
Shouldn't your numbers be better on an undefeated team, meaning you have more talent around you?
Yeah, they get there faster.
Well, you have to share it. Is that what goes on? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number for the Doug and Daddy Show. You can email the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining, taking care of you as you head into winter. And that email address, Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, Facebook us. We're at Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. The All Big Ten volleyball team has just been released. Gina Mancuso of the Huskers is on the first team as a unanimous selection. Lauren Cook and Hannah Worth are also on that squad. But you know what? Even as good as the Big Ten Conference is in volleyball, there's 19 people on the All Big Ten. There's no first team, second team. There's just 19 girls. Everybody gets a ribbon. Everybody gets a ribbon. Let's, you know, All Big Ten, let's have 10. I mean, I understand 6 and 7, it doesn't have to be that way, but let's 19, come on.
The size of conferences, I think, is starting to skew that. You know, when you're used to an 8 to 9 team league, you can do that, but now you're starting to add all these teams to it, and now it's getting tougher to do a first team true first team, true second team.
Megan Haggerty is on the all-freshman team. And all Penn State wins it all. Player of the year, defensive player of the year, center of the year, freshman of the year, coach of the year, all go to Penn State. And Allie McNeil of Nebraska wins the sportsmanship award. Each sport, when they have their all-conference, each school gets a sportsmanship award. And we'll get to Nebraska and the football honors that came out last night. Rex Burkhead got that. Brett Maher's all Big Ten. We'll talk all about that. But right now, let us get into UNK volleyball as they are departing for St. Paul, Minnesota. And the toughest tournament in the nation, Rick Squires joins me. Doug Duda and Damon Day on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning, guys.
You know what? By the way, you got some great daughters, but you should look into investing into some more sons, too, because you got a pretty good kid.
That's what they tell me, but I think he saves his best for outside of our house. he's a good kid.
I can only imagine having that many kids and then taking care of that many more kids when you're taking care of volleyball. Coach, you've had some time to digest. It has happened here in the Central Region, I guess, what we knew was going to happen all year. Are there any surprises about the teams that are in and out of this Central Regional this year?
You know, I don't think so. I think as things kind of unfolded and, we saw, a couple of teams jump in and out of that 9 and 10 spot and a little bit of shuffling. In the end, probably the 8 teams that had put together the best season or the most complete body of work are indeed in the tournament. And, seeding, kind of like we've said all along, unless you're 1 or 8, probably doesn't matter a whole lot.
As you take a look at the way your team finished up, what an exciting run it was going through the tournament, and it, that seems like it was a long time ago, too. While we were watching state volleyball here, you guys were taking a 19-17 fifth set win to make it in and win not only the regular season but the conference championship.
Well, our girls played some of the best volleyball we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years, that last 2 weeks of the season. As we kind of looked at the final regular season weekend and saw that we had to play Central Missouri at home and then get on the bus the next morning, drive down to Washburn, and those were the two teams we were tied with. That seemed like a tough weekend to get both of them back-to-back and, first time in the league. And so, obviously, getting the one at home was huge, and then to have enough gas left in the tank and go down to Washburn and fall behind 0-2 and claw our way back in it and win that one was as big a win as I can remember being around again for a number of years. And then we just seemed to keep it going in the conference tournament, played extremely well again. And that's why we're worried a little bit about the break. I mean, we were playing as well as we had played all year, and you just hope that the break will help you and heal you up and, you see if you can try to find that rhythm again.
Coach Damon Day here, and congratulations on a great season, and I'm sure you guys will enjoy a little Mall of America on your on your way on up. But is playing Washburn a team that you know of, is it a benefit or is it a curse? Is it a good thing or a bad thing to have to draw them first round?
I guess probably to be honest and fess up to human nature, you'd probably like to see somebody different since you beat them twice. But on the other hand, it's out of our hands. We do know we can have success against them because we've done that a couple of times. And I suppose you look at it on the flip side, and I'm not sure I'd want to play somebody who had beaten me twice either. So I think you have to make the most of it, although, there is a part of you that when you go into the postseason, you'd like a chance at somebody that you haven't played. So in order for us to make that happen, we're going to have to beat Washburn again, and then I guess we'll see. We could see another MIAA team, but we could also see Southwest Minnesota. So that's kind of the nature of our region, and One of the reasons I'm not a big fan of conference tournaments is because you have that possibility of seeing teams for a third or even a fourth time.
Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK, joined us. They will be playing Washburn at 12 noon, and there are a variety of ways to watch that game on the stream, and you can go to lopers.com for all of that information. You can watch a live video webcast for free at cugoldenbears.com. That's the letter C, the letter U, goldenbears.com/watch. We'll get you to those webcasts over the weekend. If things go and progress, that we'll say you play number two and number one, and they've been back and forth in southwest Minnesota and the five-time defending champion Concordia St. Paul. Give us a little scouting report on each of those.
Well, Southwest is a team that has tremendous middles, and they, you know, a little bit like the way we try to play. They run the slide, and both of their middles are extremely athletic. You know, I almost want to say they're comparable to, you know, folks like Jerry Wachowiak or, you know, even an Aaron Gudmundsen athletically. I mean, they got a pair of them that just can terrorize you. So if you let them pass and run their offense, it's really near indefensible. So you have to be able to serve really aggressively and not miss too many and steal a few kills by playing defense. Concordia is a little bit different in that their middles are still good, but they've got maybe the best right side hitter in the country, who's a junior and could probably play at any level in a very successful program. And so it's a look you don't always see, you know, somebody who's got their most dominant attacker on the right side, especially as a right-hander. I mean, you might think you see a lefty over there every now and then that can really do some damage, but this gal can just light it up from the right side. They pass well. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They've got a setter who can get her the ball. And so it's a typical Concordia team in that they defend you really well, and they just don't make mistakes. So on the other hand, you know, having a quick look at both of them, I think there are four or five teams for sure that could come out of the regional if they play well and put three straight days together, and I think we're one of those teams. We match up well enough with everybody that if we can get enough offensive output, our defense will give us a chance to compete, so hopefully we'll go play well.
Coach, the regional hasn't been your friend lately. You guys have had such great seasons, but for one reason or another, and I know it's been different reasons, you've had the word upset, I guess, would be the one to use. You just haven't had the success that I know that you've wanted. Are you doing anything different as you get ready for this one?
Well, we're not playing at home this year. We switched that around. you know, last year was a tough one to swallow because we were playing well and we did everything we could and got the regional here in Kearney, and, you know, tough draw for us to have to play Mines again, the one team that seemed to give us a lot of trouble, and then obviously they picked us off with the upset. But, you know, 2 years ago we made it to the regional final on the road, beat two teams in the top five, and then couldn't get over the hump against Concordia. But, you know, in this regional, it's, you know, six years now that nobody's come out of here except Concordia. So, you know, I guess in some respects you just go play and hope you play well. I don't think we played well last year. I think we'll play well this year, but it's a deal where you could go play well and come up short. I mean, that's four teams are going to be really good who get bumped out in the first round. So I almost think it's a shame you have to look at it as a first round, because in our region, it's not really a first round. I mean, Penn State's not going to play Texas in the first round of the NCAA tournament. That's what happens in our region. So, you know, if we were able to play some East Coast teams or Southern teams or teams from some of the other regions who were six seeds, you'd feel like those might be more of an upset than some of the teams we've had to play, that's for sure.
All eight teams in the region are ranked or were ranked. They didn't update the rankings since 2 weeks ago, but Wayne State is the number eight seed. That's one of the Lopers' two losses on the entire season. They're the eighth seed in this region. All of these teams are in the top 20 in the nation. This is a 64-team field, and eight of the top 20 teams in the nation, I think top 16 teams in the nation, are in this region. There's actually a nationally rated team not in the that is in this region that doesn't even get in the tournament that is nationally ranked. Coach, I got to ask you, we ask you all the time, are you hearing anything? Is anything being done? Is there even a little aftershock out there with the NCAA saying this just isn't right?
Well, I think there certainly is from the coach's perspective and even athletic director's perspectives. There's a grassroots belief that this needs to change, and so I think there will be some proposals submitted. Unfortunately, the NCAA and things like this move at a snail's pace, but I have a plan myself to put a couple of options together when the season is over that, if Division II wants to hold on to the term regionalization, there are some methods to do that where you can still maintain a regionalized tournament but also allow some leeway for regions that are extremely strong or extremely poor to have a little flexibility there. So just like anything else, Doug, if I want something done, I guess I'm going to have to do it myself.
Well, I can't believe that every coach in this region wouldn't be on the bandwagon with this. Finally, the time of the year, we talked about it just before we brought you on, all the postseason awards are coming out. You guys had more all-conference first-teamers than any other school. Congratulations on getting the Coach of the Year, which I know basically goes to whoever wins the conference, but to win that conference is amazing. All-region, very rare. Grand Island, you got three girls from Grand Island in Rose and McGowan and Krolikowski that all do that. And Liz has really come on here the last – I'm just seeing her name a lot more the last month of the season here. Sometimes I looked this up. Only four liberos in the last 4 years, I believe it was, or maybe 5 years, have won a National Player of the Week, which she got a couple of weeks ago. Wow. But all three of those from Grand Island, and they've all been big parts of your team.
Well, no question. I mean, we talk to our team about this a lot, that when you have a successful season, then, individuals are going to get recognized. And, fortunately, we did have a good year, and we're still playing. And all those things usually lead to some of the folks on your roster being recognized in postseason awards. So we're happy for everybody who has been recognized. But at the same time, there are a lot of people on our roster who work extremely hard every day and contribute to that in a small way as well. But, you mentioned the regional thing too, and that's another area where, quite honestly, when you're talking about all-region teams and the potential to be an All-American and things like that, is really skewed when you're in this region. For example, Central Missouri didn't have a player on the all-region team. And so, a little unfair, again, that some really good players are left off of an all-region team who clearly would have been on in other regions. And, you kind of feel bad for the fact that it's going to be tough for them to move on and perhaps have a chance to be recognized as an All-American without showing up on an all-region team. So we're glad we got some folks on there. They've had great years, and Grand Island's obviously been really good to us, and we'll continue to try to have a presence on our roster from Grand Island. It's just an unbelievable hotbed of high school volleyball, that's for sure.
33-2 UNK, 31-3 Washburn. The first game of the NCAA tournament is at noon Thursday, 5 o'clock Friday. The championship would be Saturday night at 7. The Lopers trying to make their first Elite Eight since 2005 when they finished as the national runner-up. Coach Rick Squires, best of luck in this juggernaut, and hopefully we can talk about more volleyball to come next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Rick Squires.
Good luck, Coach.
Doug Duda, Damon Day with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's just unbelievable. But somebody's got to win it, and UNK, I think, has got as good a shot as anybody. I think the one thing that does deter a little bit is they don't get to see Southwest Minnesota or Concordia St. Paul, let alone play them. They really don't even get anywhere where they get to see them play. So I think that would be at least a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah, and I mean, when it comes to NCAA making changes with this whole regionalization thing, I can just speak from the standpoint of baseball and some. Nothing's going to happen. NCAA doesn't. The things that make sense the NCAA doesn't care about, and the things that make zero sense the NCAA seems to kind of be all over, and they're not going to change or deviate from the regionalization plan because that's what they think is the right way to do things and keep it regionalized. And
I mean, it would keep it regionalized, but put the Great Lakes Association in with the Minnesota team. I mean, you can go to the facts and show in every sport you can say over the last 10, 15, 20 years, this group is always better than this group.
But then it'll turn into, okay, but in basketball, the South, a different region is
fine.
I mean, yeah, I know that's the problem is they try to cookie cutter it. You know, we're in the same region as the volleyball, just with Northern Sun and Great Lakes Athletic Conference, the Great American Conference. When it comes out in baseball time, there's probably going to be five of the teams in Artemis, Mankato, St. Cloud, Southern Arkansas, Southwest Oklahoma, Central Mo, and Emporia. Six teams in our region will be just kind of the similar type of thing. And that's the problem with the cookie-cutter regionalization. It'd be very easy to slide UNK over to the South Central region right now, and not have to put them on an airplane to go to Regis or not do those.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to fly to Concordia St. Paul when Regis is hosting one in Denver. You know, so it's just one of those things that is so when the doors are shut and the windows are closed, you literally scream at the NCAA sometimes just about this. And I can imagine being Coach Squires and having to deal with, like you said, you're going in. I mean, that's like putting, that's like having a football playoff in the first round going to be, we're going to see Alabama versus Notre Dame in the first round. I mean, that's what you're basically doing with some of these matchups for some of these teams. You're putting the best against the best in the very first round.
And I think if UNK could win this region, that gives it a lot more clout if you're the one that goes to the table and says, we want it, and this still ain't right, folks.
Yep.
Lunchtime, chicken coop. Evening time, chicken coop. Weekend, chicken coop. Kearney, Grand Island, watch all of your favorite sports, whether it's the NFL, whether it's college football, with college basketball. There's so many games on. Maybe you can't get them all, but you can at the chicken coop. You can watch anything from Stony Brook, the official Stony Brook facility and sports bar is the Chicken Coop in Kearney. And Kearney and Grand Isle is the place to be for Wing Basket Night every Tuesday night for just $5. A basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors every Tuesday night. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Isle. Robin Walsh at Husker Online when we come back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
At Sprint.com, some of the best gifts of the season are free. Shop online Cyber Monday and get a Samsung Galaxy S2 or Nexus at the special holiday price of free when you add a new line. Monday, November 26th through Monday, December 3rd, only at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Ryan Russillo here at the Nissan Heisman House. Gotta say, great to hang out with all my fellow Heisman Trophy winners.
Wait, you never won a Heisman?
No. No, I did not. I have voted for the Heisman. And you can too. Nissan is giving their official Heisman vote to the fans. So go to NissanHeismanHouse.com to vote and get to know the Heismans.
To vote, go now to NissanHeismanHouse.com and get to know the
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back you with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Glad to have you along. 888-455-ESPN. Here we go to the Dent Popper inbox. If we don't win the Big Ten this year, we're in trouble. That Urban Meyer scares the crap right out of me. What do you think?
I don't think that you should ever fear anybody, but, I mean, Ohio State's going to be a good football program moving forward. I mean, you don't know. I mean, that's the thing is that the college football landscape has changed so much, but perceptions haven't. The days of 5 to 6 really good schools having the lockdown on all the players is over. Now that we've spread out rosters, limited scholarships, I mean, you're looking at guys falling through doing very special things, and you know, schedules now are ever evolving. You know, you're already starting to hear Ohio State getting bagged for their schedule next year. As a potential national champion, they're only playing California. Well, you know, I heard you guys arguing schedules one day, and I looked it up. You know, they signed that contract in 2006 when California was 10-3.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, at the beginning of the year, everyone was talking about how Notre Dame's schedule was, it's a gauntlet. No way they can make it. Now it's they haven't played a tough enough schedule. I mean, you can only go based – you can play who they put in front of you and kind of go from there, but – I think Ohio State should fear Nebraska moving forward. Nebraska, they got a good team. They got a real good team coming back.
If we still have this coaching staff. Doug Duda, Damon Daly on the Doug and Danny Show.
Did you drop that one?
Here on ESPN Radio and Robin Walsh. It's been way too long since we've had Robin on the program from Husker Online. We keep talking to that Callahan guy. He works for him, too. Robin, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. Good to be back.
Hey, great to have you. Look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis. Does Urban Meyer scare the crap out of you?
Oh, well, you got to be impressed with what he was able to do. I mean, this was supposed to be the transition year when, you know, he didn't have any of his guys and was trying to run a completely different offense, and all they did was go undefeated and pretty much handled everyone they played. And so, you got to think that they're going to be contenders for a long time to come here. But, at the same time, if you're Nebraska, I don't know why you necessarily fear competition. You know, it's just look at it as another Oklahoma-type series for them. It's not like they even play Ohio State. So, first of all, if they do see Ohio State again, it's not going to be in the regular season for another 2 years or so. And then, if you're lucky enough to get to the conference championship, then things are going pretty well on Nebraska's end as well. So, you know, I think that he should scare the crap out of Nebraska fans. I don't know about that. I think that there's just more competition and hopefully has some good games down the road.
Do they deserve any mention of having a chance at being awarded a national championship this year?
No. When you intentionally pull yourself out of the running before the season, you can't go back and say, we changed our mind because we're doing well. You know, so I think they wanted to nip it in the bud before things got any worse and the NCAA got involved, and this is their punishment. So you get what you get what you ask for.
Talking with Robin Walshett here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I'll take it here because you just touched on it. We say we don't play Ohio State for the next couple of years, but they're going to have to redo these schedules with Maryland and Rutgers coming in. Robin, have we even approached how they're going to attack that? Because we don't even know who's going to be in what division yet.
Yeah, and that's true, and I don't necessarily think they're done with the expansion yet. So, think Maryland's not going to, you know, those schools aren't going to be added, you know, for another couple years anyway. So looking strictly short term, you know, I don't think it really impacts much. Down the road, yeah, I mean, that's going to shake everything up. And, you know, it's kind of the biggest knocks on all this expansion talk is that, you know, trying to even be able to play everyone in your conference every year is probably going to be, you know, something, you know, even if you move it up to a 9-game conference schedule, you know, that might be a difficult thing to work out, to be able to, you know, keep a lot of these rivalries that have been going on, just because, you know, there's so many teams in the conference and, you know, there's going to be constant schedule rotation. And so, you know, you might keep a few of the, you know, intra-division rivalries going, but it's definitely going to be difficult to, you know, have an Ohio State-Nebraska every single year, even every 2 years or 4 years, depending if they go up to 16 teams. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how it all plays out and, you know, how they manage to keep, you know, a lot of these big-name matchups going in the regular season schedule.
Damon Day here, and are we done as far as the Big Ten? Are we done with the expansion, or who's next on the horizon? Is it going to get bigger? Are there any schools out there left for us to kind of swoop up and make it even a bigger league?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I don't know if you can ever say they're done. You know, I think a lot of the talk is, you know, they're going to continue to expand to the east and to the south. I know a couple names, you know, like Georgia Tech, North Carolina. I've even heard some people throw out Duke out there as, you know, potential targets for the Big Ten to go after, just so they can get, you know, you get Georgia Tech, you get the Atlanta market, you get North Carolina, you get the biggest basketball brand in the country. And, you know, of course, Duke is what it is on the basketball end, and got a football team that's coming back. And so, I mean, those are just some names that have been thrown out there. You know, obviously, I'm sure there's a lot of negotiations and whatnot that still are going to have to go on here. But I think 16 teams is probably where this is going to be headed when all is said and done. And then who knows after that? I just think that the shift towards, you know, a select number of super conferences is inevitable at this point. Just because there's just so much money involved in schools, you know, like Maryland, their athletic budget was really, really hurting. And they came out in their opening press conference and said, we made this move because of the money. And so you're going to have a lot of schools in that situation that aren't going to be able to turn down, you know, to be a part of what Big Ten and SEC and those schools that have these lucrative TV network deals have to offer. And so, you know, I definitely don't think they're done now. And I think 16 is going to become here in the next few years, and you know, who knows after that, it could go up to 18, 20, and beyond.
Good Lord, then we'll just be back to what we were. We're talking with Robin Washit. He is the main man, that's what I'm saying, from a Husker Online. Tomorrow, Sean Callahan will be in Kearney for our final Husker Lunch of the Year at Cunningham's. We'll be there from 11 to 12 with the show, then 12 to 1. Sean talking Husker, Big Ten Championship, and Husker football there. As we kind of move on now, looking towards this weekend, there are a variety of storylines going into this contest. What about health? Nebraska seems to be down from where they were in the first meeting, while Wisconsin seems to be way healthier outside of the quarterback position.
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously Nebraska lost two key pieces on their interior lines on both sides of the ball, and center Justin Jackson, defense tackle Baker Steinkuhler. It's likely that both of those guys have played their last games as Huskers, which is unfortunate to say. I think if either of them was going to come back, it would be Jackson, and maybe in time for the bowl game, but that's probably a long shot at this point. That they feel good about their center position. I think Mark Pelini is kind of the front runner to be that guy, just because they think bullpen six about valuable enough as that swing guard. But I think you're going to see both of those guys play at center. I think Pelini starts, but both of those guys kind of, they rotate in as the game goes along. As for the kind of the chemistry between the snaps, they make it seem like that's not much of an issue. I think in practice they said Justin Jackson's getting about 50% of the snaps with Taylor in practice, and then they would split it up 25-25 with those other guys. And so Taylor said he was pretty confident and familiar with those guys, and that you know, he's gotten enough work with them that there's not going to be that big of a transition. I think they like the way Mark Pelini played in the second half of that game against Iowa. On the other side of the ball, you know, Steinkuhler, that's probably the big loss, just because he was kind of that key cog in the middle for them. He played virtually every snap for them on defense, and it's already a thin position to begin with. And so that just is another huge blow to a position that was already a big issue for them depth-wise. Chase Rome stepped in and played pretty well in his shoes, and so you're going to see a lot of him. But I think, just like center, they're going to handle it through a number of guys. You know, you're going to see Cameron Meredith play a lot more inside to help with that. Thaddeus Randall was held out of that game against Iowa due to an undisclosed injury, and they're hoping to have him back and in the mix. He'll be another guy they're counting on. And, they're going to have to do it by committee because, Rick Kaczynski, the defensive line coach, said himself that, Baker Steinkuhler is not a guy that you replace. You know, he compared it to trying to replace Lavonte David. You don't do it with just one guy. You do it with a group of guys. And so that's kind of going to be how they handle that. And, like I said, Wisconsin's getting a lot of key guys back. The big one, Jared Aberderis, their number one wide receiver. He's supposedly got a concussion in their last game, but apparently he's passed enough tests to practice, and they're pretty confident that he's going to play in that game. So, definitely bad timing to have those types of injuries at such key positions. But, as has been the case for this team all season, it's next man up.
What is the with the championship game coming up this weekend? What is the feeling around the Husker football program with the potential of Bo Pelini being courted by numerous teams, possibly in the SEC as a head coaching candidate?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like this is the yearly time where Bo is being courted by whatever the big job opening is, and I'm sure that his name will get thrown out there and he'll be reported as a candidate, but. I just don't know how appealing those jobs are and how they're any different from what he has going at Nebraska right now. I mean, you just look at kind of the situation he has going right now. He's about to play for a conference championship and looking at next year with a veteran group coming back against a much easier schedule, so he could be right back there at this time next year and the next year to come. So he's got a pretty good situation here in Lincoln, and the only way I could really see him being lured out of here is if someone throws a lucrative amount of money at him, right? And, it seems like every time he's seriously considered for a job, Bo Pelini gets a raise. And so it's not like the athletic department doesn't have the money to counter any offer they get at him. But, if Auburn, Tennessee comes at him with $4.5 million, it's going to be really hard for, one, him to say no to that, and two, for Nebraska to justify spending that much money. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on. Personally, I don't think there's that big of a concern that he will leave, but he's definitely raised his stock with the performance at the tail end of the season, and you look at his track record in terms of wins and losses, and so it's understandable why he's a valuable candidate for programs, especially with his SEC background. But I think it will take quite a bit of money for him to consider leaving Lincoln.
Robin Washit from Husker Online joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Damon Day on this Tuesday. We do want to get a couple of basketball questions in, so let's wrap up the football talk with this. How important is this game to the program? I'm not even sure that's the right way to phrase it, because everybody wants to win this football game, and going to Florida could be not a very fired up thing for the team if they end up in one of the same bowls or seeing one of the same opponents. So it's all rose. How do you think the game is going to play out on Saturday night, Robin?
Well, I think that Nebraska has a very, very good chance to win this, just because I don't think there will be any lapse in focus from the way this team has played the last six games or so. They know that if they don't win this game, all the work that they've done to even get in this position is for nothing. They've been here twice before, the seniors have, and both times they've come up short. And so they know that this is kind of their last chance to finally get that taste of a conference championship. And, it seems like everyone is, saying the right things about this game and how, they haven't really accomplished anything yet. A division championship was very low on their list of goals coming into the season, and so they know that there's a lot bigger things out there for them, and I think they're all focused on getting the job done because, like I said, I don't think they've accomplished anything yet in terms of what they were looking to get done. They've proven they can beat Wisconsin. They even probably should have won a lot more handedly than they did back in Lincoln earlier this season if they hadn't spotted them, that big second half or first half lead. So, you know, I think that the confidence levels that, you know, they're nothing that you can't play with. You know, they've done it before, and there's no reason they can't do it again. So, personally, I like them to win this game. But, you know, as the case always with this team, it's if they can stay out of their way long enough to do it, that's kind of the big question. But if I were to put money on it, I would say Nebraska wins this.
Transitioning to hoops, we got the Big Ten ACC Challenge tonight. The Huskers take on the Demon Deacons. Where is Nebraska? They're 4-1, just came off a loss to a mid-major, Kent State, now actually getting into some big boy college basketball, as I was always like to say, taking on the ACC. Where are we at with Nebraska hoops going into this game?
Yeah, you know, people were feeling pretty good after that 4-0 start, and I think that was a lot better than people anticipated the start of the season going. But, you know, I think a little bit of reality set in with that loss to Kent State. You know, I mean, they were had it within 1 point with 10 minutes left and ended up losing by 14 when all said and done. And, you know, I think the lack of defensive presence was a concern. And, you know, you asked Tim Miles after the game, you know, what was some of his biggest concerns about the game. And, you know, he said, at this point, I've got a lot of concerns, and as he should, because, you know, for one, both him and the players said that a lot of that loss to Kent State had to do with the mental mistakes and, you know, not being mentally prepared to respond to the kind of their first real taste of adversity. And so you've got that issue, and now you're going on the road to play an ACC team with two all-conference caliber players on their roster. So it's definitely not set up in Nebraska's favor at this point. This will definitely be a tough game for them to, you know, pull off. And you look at the next slate of schedule, or the next slate they have coming up on here with Wake Forest. You got Oregon, you got Creighton, you got USC. So I mean, it's looking like it's only going to get worse before it's going to get better. And so, you know, I think most people, when you looked at the season going in, you know, you had pretty low expectations. And I think as long as people just kind of realize that this is going to be a transition year, as everybody thought, you know, not going to come as that much surprise when, you know, if they do happen to lose five straight coming up here. But I think the one thing you want to look for is just, you know, the guys continuing to play hard, not give up on the season, and, you know, just avoid those 40-point losses that we saw a lot too many times last year.
Yeah, and we're Nebraska's five games in, and we're already talking about not giving up on the season, and unfortunately, it's true. And folks, you can see Robin's prediction up on HuskerOnline.com. I remember last year when Wake Forest came in, that was like the worst, and it's hard to pick, but that probably was the worst game that Nebraska maybe has ever played. It was the worst loss last year. I mean, Wake Forest was horrid. I mean, they. UNO could have gave Wake Forest a game and maybe beat them last year. I'm just saying they were terrible, and Nebraska lost that. And that was the beginning of the end for Doc Sadler last year. This Wake Forest, I mean, they were just horrid. Are they at least a little bit better this year? We know Nebraska's at the bottom of their conference. Is Wake Forest still at the bottom of the ACC?
Yeah, I mean, compared to the ACC, yeah, they're going to be towards the bottom, but, you know, how that stacks up against Nebraska is a little bit different story. You know, they've got some good players. They have a guard, C.J. Harris. He's averaging about 16 a game. They got a forward, Travis McKee, who's averaging about 15 points and 9 rebounds a game. I mean, so they've got some skill guys that, you know, like I said, I think – I can't remember exactly what those guys, but one of them was second team, one of them was third team, all ACC. So, you know, that kind of shows how they stack up individually. So it's definitely going to be a big challenge. You know, this is a big physical team. Their front line has three guys over 6'7", 220 pounds. And so, you know, Andre Almeida and Brandon Ubel's size advantage is going to be fairly limited. And, you know, Nebraska's lack of depth, I think, is just glaring, and as it was in that Kent State game. I mean, when you have one guy coming off the bench and scoring any points, that's trouble, especially, you know, as you get into a grind like this against, you know, higher-level competition. You can't win with six guys against top competition. I think that they're at risk to have that exposed tonight. You know, getting Siobhan Shields, that freshman, you know, he came back after missing, you know, the first portion of the game about a week ago, He ended up missing that Kent State game because he re-aggravated his elbow injury. So we're not sure what the status is on him, but they desperately need him to get back into the fray because, you know, he's one of the few guys that they can have come off the bench and at least be a contributor. So, yeah, the depth's an issue, and I think that's definitely going to be probably the big reason why, if they are to fall apart here over the next five games, and that's going to be it.
Well, I wasn't sure, but then when you did actually say it out loud, Andre Almeida, I did throw up in my mouth yet again because I just can't bear to watch him waddle up and down the court. But let's hope the Huskers, like I always say, I know the reality. I'm still going to root for them. I want them to do well. I hope there's a lot. I mean, Nicholls State comes in December 29th, folks, so circle your calendar for that one. At Wake Forest, 8:15 tonight. You can hear it on our sister station, 1230 KHAS. And maybe the highlight tonight on ESPNU is that Bob Valvano will be doing color in that basketball game. Robin, we'll see you in Indianapolis. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yep, no problem, guys.
Take care. Robin Washett joining me, Doug Duda, and Damon Day here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we prep for Indianapolis and our Husker lunch tomorrow. But
Yeah. I knew that the Husker hoops was in trouble because I was listening – the other day I was driving somewhere listening to the Valpo Nebraska game, and Davidson was trying so hard to make Valpo sound like they were, you know, top 10. I mean that this was a landmark victory for Miles, and I was just like, I've actually been up watching Valpo play in that morning classic against Northern Illinois, think it was.
They're supposed to win their conference. Right. Valpo's supposed to win the Horizon League.
But the Horizon League's down a little bit this year. I mean, and that's
Butler just called and said, I don't think so.
Exactly, exactly. So it's definitely everybody really wants the Huskers to do well. But this is, I mean, give Coach Miles, I mean, this is a transition time. He's still with Doc's guys and Doc Sellers' guys, and there is that transitional period. But
I'm worried about Coach Miles because you know what happens when you start losing. The things start whacking, you know, you just all wacky. I mean, the guy don't have a whole lot of weight to lose. I mean, he's not going to be able to afford, and you know, it's just blah. Well, let's see what happens. Could win tonight. Let's go to Wake, get a win, 5-1. We're the Doug and Daddy Show with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up around the corner here and in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Folks, the PBR 12-pack giveaway is currently going on their Facebook page. They have got the big event coming up on as I turn the calendar here, it's December 15th for the PBR out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, sponsored by the Midway Auto Dealership. So not only are they taking care of you on the lot, they take care of you throughout the community and bring some great events. You can always keep up to date and be a winner on their Facebook page. Also, go to their website, thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. On the Dodge Jeep Ram lot, 14 Chrysler Town and Country, starting at just over $28,000. They have a whole selection of Chrysler 200s, starting under $20,000. Dodge Journeys, and a great selection of 2012 and 2013 Rams, plus over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stocks, trucks, SUVs, and a whole lot more. They take care of you at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We're back after this.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends at Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them Terry sent you.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Plenty of sunshine for your Tuesday forecast. We'll have southwest winds increasing, a bit breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Clear skies for tonight, light winds, low of 18. I'm meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Currently 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Gooda, Damon Day. Travis Tuesday Trivia just around the corner. Tomorrow, our Husker lunch at Cunningham. Sean Callahan will be on hand. Plus, we'll talk little Lopers. We'll talk Big Ten football and a whole lot more. We've even got the preseason wrestling rankings out today, and we'll get to those when we can. Don't forget to vote on our poll question, though, which is, well, how much will it hurt Notre Dame? Now you can cue the music, Jeff. How much will it hurt Notre Dame to have to wait 43 days before playing in the BCS championship game? A little, a lot, or not at all?
It's absolutely ridiculous the length of time that this is all drawn out for. But money makes it go round, and that's the reason why there's that layoff. I mean, I think you see it every year in the national title game, that 45 days off, the continuity,
It's insane.
It's like starting your season all over again. You actually have more time now to prepare for the championship game than you do to prepare for your first game with 2-a-days and everything else.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid. There was a couple of years ago, I think it was Ohio State, they had like 50 days off because there was no Big Ten championship game.
Yep.
And there was less than 50 days off from the championship game to spring ball.
Yep.
I get the almighty dollar. That's fine. You're going to get the almighty dollar if you play on January 2nd, people.
You're going to get the almighty dollar because of the game.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with January anything.
It's unbelievable.
If you did the playoffs right, these teams that get beat in the quarterfinals can go on to another bowl game.
Exactly.
If you did the playoffs right, you could have all this coolness. Because let's face it, I love this time of year. Holidays, school's over with. There's nothing better than just sitting. I mean, this background noise for games or whatever, but there's a way to do it, and that's the NCAA at its best.
Well, what do you think? It hurts, it helps, or it doesn't matter?
It hurts big time.
Does it come down to is about coaching? It gives the coaches time or not?
I think it's about who can stay the sharpest and the healthiest in this time frame.
Vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com. How much does it hurt to have to wait 43 days before playing in the BCS championship game for Notre Dame? Yesterday's question, which method do you prefer for crowning a football conference champion? A championship game between division winners or the best regular season conference record wins the title? 74% said the championship game. 26% said the best regular season. So vote today, ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNRadio.com. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia when we come back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Meetings are essential to the way we work. It's an opportunity to share ideas and problem solve, develop creative solutions. But if your team is spread out all over the country in different locations, coming together can be impossible unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's a powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. I've seen how clear the HD video quality is. It is amazing. No matter where everybody's located, I was in Bristol, Connecticut. They were in Los Angeles. GoToMeeting allowed us to share the same screen, making it easier to be on the same page. And with built-in HD video conferencing, you see each other face-to-face. So easy to launch, so easy to join a meeting from anywhere, on any computer. In fact, you can use a tablet or your phone. And now you can present it from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days. Special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. Remember to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is bumped.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and eight flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
For the best high school basketball coverage, keep it right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Back outside is Janelle Farmer, 4 seconds to a Nick Larry. Shot good! Morgan Nicholas throws up a three-pointer.
Leading a three to tie. Fitzgerald across the timeline, 10 seconds. Up to Squire. Squire's ball fake gets the three away. It is good!
1.9 left. They're going to try to tip it out to Finley off the miss. The free throw, no good. Ott tips it into the corner. Finley's got it for three at the buzzer. It's good! It's good! The prayer is answered!
Plenty of sunshine for your Tuesday forecast. We'll have southwest winds increasing, a bit breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Clear skies for tonight, light winds low of 18. I'm meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Currently 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Get your Whopper today and try some sweet potato fries, the perfect salty, sweet, savory addition to any sandwich at Burger King. BK, two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. It is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, now's your opportunity. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number, and we will ask trivia questions. Somebody will get one right. They'll get a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Also want to remind folks that the Hastings College volleyball team begins the NAIA National Tournament tonight at 8:30 in Sioux City against Mid-American Nazarene. They play tomorrow night at 8 and Thursday night at 8, and you can hear all those volleyball matches on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Hastings College men's soccer team plays in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament as they take on Southern Poly of Georgia this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Husker men's basketball team, as we said, is at Wake Forest this evening. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia time. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jared.
All right. Big Ten football championship game is this week. Of course, it's only the second year of the championship game. So back in the day, it was just settled the old-fashioned way. Whoever had the best record in the conference was named the conference champion. Only one time in Big Ten history has a team went 9-0 in conference play. Who was that team?
Purdue.
It was not Purdue. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. What?
This is one of those questions, enough guesses, and you can start to deductively.
Well, yeah.
Unless you change it up. A little curveball.
Well, yeah. We'll throw this out there a couple times. Who are we chatting with?
It's Bob.
Bob, only one Big Ten football team has ever went 9-0 in conference. Who was it?
Ohio State's too simple, but let's try it.
It was not Ohio State. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Spencer.
Spencer. Only one Big Ten team has ever went 9-0 in conference play. Who was it?
Penn State.
It was not Penn State. Excellent guess, though. I like that. Excellent guess. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Adam.
Adam. Oh, this is so cruel. Just one more time. Only one Big Ten team's ever went 9-0 in the conference. Who was it?
Minnesota.
No, not Minnesota. I didn't even expect that curveball. It was not Minnesota. That's not the answer. It's not the answer. I don't know what to say after that. I feel like we should take a break, but I don't know what to say. Who are we chatting with?
Steve.
Steve, only one Big Ten team has ever went 9-0 in conference play. Who was it?
Michigan.
It was not Michigan. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Do you got anything to say?
No, I would have never guessed this team to have gone 9-0.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. We're about ready to move on to the next question here. But let's go back to Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Jared.
There's only one Big Ten team that has ever went 9-0 in conference play. Who was it?
Iowa.
Iowa. No, it's not Iowa. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
It's Jeff here.
Jeff, tonight Nebraska plays Wake Forest in basketball. The head coach at Wake Forest is Jeff Bezdelic. And a lot of folks, Nebraska, has seen him before. He did coach in the NBA for a team west of Lincoln. So I'm going to cut down most of the NBA. He was a head coach in the NBA for two seasons. Tell me the team he coached.
Sacramento.
It was not Sacramento. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Cody.
Cody. Jeff Bezdelic. He's the head coach. And I never remember if I'm saying that right, but everybody knows what we're talking about here. He's the head coach at Wake Forest. Can you name either college team that he coached before, head coach, before he went to Wake Forest?
I have absolutely no idea.
Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who we chatting with?
Jeff.
Jeff. Actually, Bezdelic coached three teams, but one of them was... Who even that is? I don't even know who that is. Nobody would have ever heard of him. Name one of the teams that he had coached before Wake Forest.
Purdue.
Not Purdue. 888-455. Maryland, Baltimore County. You sure? You positive, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He did so good there that he left college for a while. 888-455-3776, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're trying to give away a $25 gift card today. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mike.
Mike. Jeff Bezdelic coached one NBA team, and that NBA team is west of Lincoln, Nebraska. Where was it?
Sacramento.
Not Sacramento. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Anthony.
Anthony. There's only been one Big Ten football team to ever go 9-0 in conference. Who was it?
Is it Penn State?
Not Penn State. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Bill from Kearney.
Bill, Jeff Bezdelic coached what NBA team, and it's west of Lincoln?
Denver.
It is Denver, the Denver Nuggets. I thought that was the toughest one, so Bill was able to pick that one up. The two college teams were Colorado and Air Force. He went from Colorado to Wake Forest. Air Force, Colorado to Wake Forest. And the only Big Ten football team to ever go 9-0 in conference, according to our research staff, Illinois, the Fighting Illini back in 1983. Bill, hang on the line. We'll get you a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's get out of here, Jeffrey. As, again, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know.
I didn't.
I mean, you had a 10% chance just guessing out of the blue on the Big Ten question today.
You did. So.
Hey, we want to thank Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, for joining us on the show today. Wish them the best of luck in the Central Regional, which gets underway on Thursday. Also to Robin Washut of Husker Online, talking Nebraska football and men's basketball as the Big Ten ACC Challenge has Nebraska Wake Forest tonight. Tomorrow, join us from Cunningham's. It's our final Husker lunch of the year. From 12 to 1, Sean Callahan will be on hand to recap the season, talk about the All-Big Ten Awards. Taylor Martinez actually voted ahead of Braxton Miller by the coaches as the quarterback, best quarterback, which I think is great, but you just didn't see coming. So one of the five first-teamers. We'll talk about that, and obviously a full breakdown on Wisconsin and Nebraska. The Big Ten Championship game will be there Friday and Saturday with shows from Indianapolis. Damon Day, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you.
Go Notre Dame. Congratulations on that, too.
Roll Irish.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!